Achrei Shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Beis, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Marav. Amar Yehuda Marav Kol Hamineya Halacha Mipi Talmud. Whoever holds back from teaching Talmidim Torah, Kilu Goyz Lo Menachlas Avosav. It's as if he's robbed him of what he has as a Yerusha, as inheritance from his forebears. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Tayer Ritziv Alana Moshe, Merashi Kilas Yaakov, Merashi Hi L'chol Yisrael. The Torah is our Yerusha, Mishesh Yisimei Breshis, from the creation of the world. And as the Rishash explains, the connection between this Gemara and the previous Gemara is just like the previous Gemara taught us, that those that say Shira to Hashem in this world will be those that will say Shira to Hashem in the next world. So too, our Gemara is going to teach us that those that learn Torah in this world will be those that will learn Torah in the next world. And our Gemara says that whoever holds back learning Torah with a Talmud, Pashat Pshat, is that somebody doesn't teach somebody else Torah that he could be teaching him Torah. Another Pshat that the Mashah suggests is that the Gemara teaches us regarding Rabbi Preda, who taught his Talmud the same Gemara 400 times until he got it right. So too, our Gemara teaches us that one is supposed to teach his Talmud as much as it requires until the Talmud should know the Gemara, the Torah, properly. And the Gemara says he robs him of his Yerusha, because the Torah is considered a Yerusha Mishesh Shmei Breishis. I saw a number of Peshatim in this also. One Peshat is, the Gemara says, Breishis Bar Alakim, Bishvil Yisrael Shnik Reishis, or Bishvil Torah Shnik Reishis, which means that the entire world was created specifically because of Torah, and somebody who doesn't teach Torah is holding back on the purpose of the creation of the world. Another Peshat is that every Jew has a share in Torah, and somebody who doesn't teach his Talmidim Torah, is robbing his Talmidim of the share that belongs to them. And yet another Peshat that I saw is that the only way that Klal Yisrael can be worthy of receiving Eretz Yisrael is if they learn Torah. And if here we have someone who doesn't teach his Talmidim Torah, what he does is he prevents Klal Yisrael from receiving what they deserve, Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, I saw, based on this Gemara, the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Paskins, a question that unfortunately sometimes comes up, is that if there is a parent who is unable to pay tuition, who is not keeping up with tuition, and there's a question by the school administration, should they send that Talmud home, should they send that student home? He says, based on our Gemara, that it's inappropriate to ever send a Talmud away from Yeshiva. Our Gemara is teaching us how important it is, that how terrible it is, whoever holds back a Talmud from learning Torah. And continues the Gemara. Amr Rav Chama Babizna Amr Mishim Chsida, Kalamanea Halacha Mipi Talmud, whoever holds back from learning Torah with a Talmud, Afilu Ubrim Shememei Iman Mekalon Loisayim, even the fetuses in their mother's womb curse him. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Menea Bar Yikvua Le'um. Ve'ein Le'oim, Le'oim refers to the Ubrim, to the fetuses. Shenema, as we find the Pasuk says, Ule'oim Le'oim Yematz, regarding Yaakov and Esav, who were in their mother Rivka's womb. Ve'en Koiv El Klala, Koiva means a klala. Shenema, as Bilam said, Ma'ekoiv Le'kovakel, I can't curse if Hashem doesn't let me. Ve'en Bar refers to Torah. Shenema, Nashk Bar Penyanov. And here too, the Mefarshim discuss why specifically the fetuses curse such a person. Pashup Shad is that we know the Gemara says, Imsech the Nida, explains the Marsha, that the Uber in his mother's womb learns Torah, and therefore they're saying, we who aren't able to speak yet, yet we learn Torah. Certainly someone who's already born and is able to speak, there is no reason not to teach. Such a person certainly must be taught Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that the fetuses who are unable to learn, not just they're not obligated to learn, but that aren't able to learn Torah in their mother's womb, certainly we have to teach everybody Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara teaches us that when the uber is in its mother's womb, it learns Kol HaTorah Kula. It learns the entire Torah. And right before it comes out of its mother's womb, the Malach comes and gives it a slap on top of the mouth, and it forgets everything that it learns. So the obvious question is, if they're going to forget everything that they learned anyway, what's the reason that they're taught the Torah if they're going to forget it all? The answer is that even though they forget all their learning, it becomes easier for them to learn when they will be born and learn Torah. Say the fetuses, if our entire purpose of our learning is just because it should be easier for us to learn once we're born, this person who won't teach somebody else Torah, so the entire exercise of our learning Torah in our mother's womb was for nothing, and that's why they particularly they're particularly upset about it. The Gra gives one more pshat. The Gemara says, the Medrash says the Gra, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he said, who will be those that guarantee that you will learn the Torah? So they said, the Tinoika Shabbos Rabbim, those that the children are our guarantors. So now the children who are the guarantors of the learning of Torah have every right to have an issue for those who don't want to teach Torah. We are the guarantors to make sure that Torah is always learned. Continues the Gemara. Someone who doesn't learn Torah gets holes like a sieve. Like the sprinkler, like the laundry, people who did laundry used to have a sprinkler which they sprinkled water. Pashup shot that it gets full of holes. That's a punishment for him. Somebody who doesn't want to learn Torah will be pierced as a punishment. Another pshat is that if somebody teaches Torah, the Ben Yoyada says this pshat, if somebody teaches Torah to others, he may think that it will detract from his learning because he's spending time teaching others. But actually, says the Ben Yoyada, that the Gemara is teaching us just the opposite. What the Gemara is teaching us is that if somebody teaches Torah to others, then he will retain his learning. But if, on the other hand, he doesn't teach Torah to others, not only will he not have the important mitzvah of teaching Torah to others, but he will be like a sieve where with full of holes, and the Torah that he has will fall away from him. And the Bais said that we compare it to the sprinkler. He says, because Torah is compared to water, and therefore, says the Gemara, that somebody who doesn't teach other people Torah is like sprinkling, losing the water that is in the sprinkler. Continues the Gemara of Em Lemdai. But if he does teach other people Torah Maschara, what will be his reward? Am Rava Am Rav Sheshes, Zoich LeBrachas Ki Yosef. He will be Zoich LeBrachas like Yosef was Zoich. Shnema Ubracha LeLoish Mashber. Those that support get Bracha. Vei Mashber El Yosef. Yosef supported Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, Shnema VeYosef Hu Ashalat Al Aretz Hu Mashbil Chala Am Aretz. And as the Mashal explains, just like Yosef supported them with the physical needs, and that's why he was zoicha to all of the brachas, so too, someone who teaches other people Torah and therefore gives them their spiritual needs will also be zoicha to bracha. Amr of Sheshes, Kolam Lamed Torah Ba'olam Hazeh, whoever teaches Torah in this world, Zoicha Malamde Lo'olam Haba, will be Zoicha to teach Torah in the next world, Shenemar Umarva, the one that teaches Gam Hu Yairu, will also become satiated with Torah. We go back to the primary subject of our sugyas, Amr Rava, Menayim L'Tchias HaMesim HaTorah, from where do we know that there is going to be Tchias HaMesim? Shenemar Yichi Ruven Va'ayomas. So it's a redundant wording. Yichi Ruven, he shall live, Va'ayomas, and he shouldn't die. That's Pshat. Yichi Ruven, Ba'ilam Hazeh, Va'ayomas, Lo'ilam Haba. Ruven Amr Mahacham, and as Mepharshim say, this is, the Rambam says, this is a fairly explicit pasuk. In Navi, the pasuk says, "V'rabim miyishne admas ofer yikitzu." Those who are sleeping in the ground will wake up. Eil chaya olam. These will have olam haba. Ve'el charofs l'deroyin olam. And those who didn't act properly for shame. V'ashem mahacha v'ata leich l'keitz v'sinuach. And you, Daniel, go to the end v'sinuach, and you will lay as when you're not alive, the samel garechel gets yomim, but you will get up at the end of days. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Lozer, Koparnis Shemanig Eset Tzibur Benachas. Any leader who leads Klal Yisrael gently, Zoicha Manhiga Lo'olam Haba, will be the leader that will lead Klal Yisrael in the next world. Shenema Kimerachmeim Yinahageim V'Mabuimayim Yinaleim. Those who have mercy in them will be like a spring of water. So Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, as the Mashal says, is that you have to lead Klal Yisrael gently. Another Pshat that I saw that the Mepharshim suggests is that a leader of Klal Yisrael should be a person who doesn't ask and doesn't burden people of Klal Yisrael that they should have to support him. On the contrary, he should take care of them. Vomer Belozer. Gedoyla Deya, intellect is very important. Shenitna bin Shtei Oisius. The word Deya that speaks about intellect is put between the two names of Hashem. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Kikael Deyos Hashem. The word Deya appears between the word Kael and Hashem. Varam Beleza, God Migdash. The base of Migdash is great. Shenitna bin Shtei Oisius. For it also appears between two names of Hashem. Shenema, as the pasuk said, "Bekalta Migdash Adonai Karenu Yodecha." Maskula Adabakachnia. So he asks, "El Me'ata, if we're going to follow this line of reasoning, Gedolah in the Kama, we should say that revenge is also very important. For we find that revenge appears Shenitna Ben Shtei Oisius, that it too appears between two names of Hashem, because the pasuk says, "Kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos hayfia amalei." So he answered, "Lamil sachanami." Indeed, sometimes nekama is a very important thing. Kedula, as Ula taught us, damu Ula shtei afas halal lomo. What does the pasuk speak about appearing twice? Once lamida toiva, v'anchas lamida produs. So Pshat in the Gemara is, as Rashi says, Hashem will show revenge and pay Klal Yisrael with a schar because they acted appropriately and they said Nasav and Nishma in this world. And on the other hand, he will give a punishment to the Nochrim for the way they treated Klal Yisrael in this world. V'am Rav Eleza, Kol Adam Shesh Baideya, any person that has intelligence, understanding, kilo nivna beis hamikdash v'yomav. It's as if the beis hamikdash was built in his days. Shezeb, for as we have said, the word deya, nita mishtei oisius, appears between the two names of Hashem. Vezeb nita mishtei oisius, and this name also appears between two names of Hashem. So that's why they're very similar. And the Mepharshim explain, the reason is because just like the beis hamikdash represents the holiest place in the world, so too does the person who acts with intelligence represent the Bechir HaBriya, the most important thing in the world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the person and the Beis HaMikdash are my two most important prized items in the world. Another pshat is that the Gemara says that Shkula Mises Sadikim Amar Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Shkula Mises Sadikim Kechorban Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, what the Gemara is teaching us is that if a person acts appropriately, we won't have to have the person taken from the world, similar that we won't have to have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. Another pshat that I saw that Mefarshim suggest is that the halach is that now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, how do we accomplish the kapara that we had in the Beis HaMikdash? The way it's accomplished is by a person learning Kalaisa B'Tayras Ayla, Kilikrav Ayla, Kalaisa B'Tayras Chattas, is Kilikrav Chattas, by learning the halachas of Kabonis. So the Gemara is teaching us that a person who learns is just like somebody who has the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Gemara of Amar Belazar, Kaladim Shesh Bedeya, anybody who has this intelligence, Lusayf Meshasher, at the end will become worthy, wealthy. Shnemar, Ubidas Chadorim Yimolu Kalhoin Yoikivanoim. Somebody who's full of understanding will be wealthy. So Mefarshim ask that we know, unfortunately, that not all smart people are necessarily smart. So why does the Gemara say that everybody who has Deya will become wealthy? Not everybody will have become wealthy. So I saw the Mefarshim answer that what the Gemara means is that somebody who has Deya to recognize that not everything, that it's not in our control to be poor or wealthy, that actually everything is really in the hands of Hashem, and therefore he ultimately davens to Hashem that Hashem should help him with his panasa. Such a person who comes to that recognition, that is the person who ultimately will be successful in becoming wealthy. V'amar b'loza, kaladim shem v'ideya, anybody who doesn't have understanding, osa l'racham alof, we're not allowed to have rachmanos in such a person. Shnemar, kilay am b'inaisu, they're not a smart people, akein lo yirachmeno iseyu, v'yitzro l'chanenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not have rachmanos on them. And here too the Mefarshim ask, why is it that a person who doesn't have das will now have rachmanos on him? So Pashup Shat, or maybe not necessarily Pashup Shat, is that the Gemara says that what the Gemara means to say is whenever we ask that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should fulfill our request, we're supposed to say, says the Sefer Magolius Hayam, Mimala Mishalas Libeinu L'toiva, that it is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu who really recognizes what is best for us. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Sometimes a person asks for something, the Mefarshim give a mashal. Let's say there was somebody who was not well, and the doctor told him that he's not allowed to drink water. And he was very thirsty, and he was asking his father to give him water. If his father gives him water, his father's not being nice to him. His father's actually treating him terribly, because water is so terrible for him. Here too, where a person doesn't have the intellect to understand that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is really for what's best for us, us l'racham alav, that person we can't have rachmanos on. Another pshat that I saw is that typically a person, if you do a favor for a person, he's supposed to be makatoiv for the favor that you did to him. But a person that doesn't have deya, doesn't recognize to be grateful to the person that doesn't have, that did him a favor. And not only does he know, is he not grateful, but unfortunately sometimes we see just the opposite, that he mistreats, he treats terribly a person who did him a favor. And therefore, in order to avoid being treated that way, is the best thing is not to do favors for such a person. Another pshat that I saw is that the stipler says that our Gemara is teaching us the importance of rachmanis, of hakaras hatoiv. And the Gemara is teaching us that somebody who doesn't have hakaras hatoiv is a person that we should stay away from. But then I saw a vart from the Chiddush HaRim. The Chiddush HaRim says, because our Gemara says, we know that it's so important to do chesed and to do kindness to someone else. And here the Gemara on the other hand is saying that we shouldn't have rachmanis on somebody that doesn't have deya. So says the Chiddush HaRim, what should we do? Our obligation is first to teach him Torah, to bring him to a category we will have Deya, and once we bring him to that status, then we'll be able to do Chesed with such an individual. Now we can understand that why the first bracha of the middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei is specifically Atachoinein L'adam Das, because we see from here how Das is the most important element, most important characteristic that one has. In fact, the Gemara says that Kol Tam Chacham She'ein Bo Das, Tam Chacham that doesn't have proper Das, Nevela Toivim Minenu. Even a Nevela is better than him. So I saw the Mefarshim explain why. So Mefarshim explained that a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have proper Das is completely useless. And because he's completely useless, as Al Gemara says, Osel Rachmalav. A Nevela, as useless as a Nevela is, there is still some use for a Nevela. We could use the Or we could use the skin of a nevela to write on it Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. So our Gemara is teaching us, that's what the Gemara teaches us, that someone who has no das is even less useful than a nevela. Continues the Gemara, Amar Beleza, Kol ha'noisim pita l'mish ein b'ideya, if somebody indeed gives bread to such an individual, Yisurim ba'al malav, he will only have Yisurim come on him. Shenema lachmecha yisima mazah tachtea ein tfuna. Then Mazur, Mazur refers to Yisurim, Shinam HaVayar Ephraim Eschoyoy, Yehudas Mazroi. Only trouble comes from treating such a person that way, because as I explained, they pay back bad for good. Another pshat that I saw is as follows. We know that tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Giving tzedakah is the best antidote to all trouble in the world. But when is stalker, when is it considered that one has actually given stalker? When he gives stalker to someone who you're supposed to give stalker to. But if you give stalker to someone that you're not supposed to give stalker, you don't have the schar, you don't have the benefit of giving stalker. And that's what Agamara says. The person expects that by giving stalker, it'll prevent them from getting yisurim. But that's only if you give stalker to someone who's worthy of receiving the stalker. Ve'amar Beleza, Kol Adam Shein Beideya, someone who doesn't have understanding, L'soif Koyla, at the end will go to Gola. Shnema, L'chein Gola Ami Mibli Das, because they didn't have the proper Das, that's why they ended up going to Golos. V'amar Beleza, Kol Bayi Shein Divrei Torah Nishman B'Belayla, any home where Divrei Torah are not heard by night, Eish Achlosai, is ultimately consumed by fire. Divrei Torah have to be learned by night. So I saw a number of pshatim why Divrei Torah have to be learned by night. One pshat is because during the day people are busy working, so they're not able to learn Torah. But at night, when they're not working, every Jew has to spend his nights learning Torah. Another pshat is that Torah is supposed to be learned by day too. But by day, because there's so much going on the outside, even when someone learns, not necessarily can the noise of the hearing of Torah be heard. But at night, when it's quiet outdoors, we should be able to hear the Divrei Torah that are being learned in the house. Another pshat that I saw is from the Gra. The Gra says that we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for the 40 days and 40 nights to receive the Torah, during the day he learned Torah Shebiksav, and by night he learned Torah Shebal Peh. So we have to copy that. And we should spend the day learning Torah Shebiksav and the night learning Torah Shebal Peh. Since we're learning Torah Shebal Peh at night, just like Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah Shebal Peh at night. So it says the Gemara again, Kol Bayi She'ein Divrei Torah Nishman B'Belayla, Eish Achlosa is consumed by fire. Shenemar, Kol Choshech Tomek L'Tzvunov, Techle Eish Le'Nupach Yeru Sarid Ba'Alai. Ein Sarid is a Talmud Chochem, and Sarid means a Talmud Chochem, Shenemar Sridim Asher Hashem Kareya. V'amar Rebbe Loza, Kol She'ein Mahana Talmidei Chachamim Nechasav, whoever doesn't support Talmidei Chachamim from his possessions, ain't roi simon bracha loy, will not see a simon bracha. Shnema, ain't sard la oichloy, al kain la yochel tuvai. Ain't sard el tamid chachamim, it refers to tamid chachamim, and in fact, shnema besuridim ashashem kareya. In fact, the Shlo says, from here we see how important it is for one to have tamid chachamim, yeshiva, Bachrim always as guests by one's table because it brings such a bracha. Continues the Gemara of Elazar. If somebody at the end of the meal doesn't leave bread on his table, if there's nothing left over from his food, then he will not prosper. So I saw a number of pshatim in the Rishonim why one has to leave over food after his meal. One pshat, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Malachim, Oichel v'hoiser. A person should leave over, should eat v'hoiser and leave over. And that's why it's so important to leave over some food on the table after eating. Another pshat that I saw is that we want that there should be bracha on what we eat. And the way we can achieve to have a bracha on what we eat is by leaving something over, because the only way a bracha is chal is we have to have where the bracha should be able to come on, and that's why you have to have the leftover food. The other pshat that I saw is because a person is always very much in line with the previous gemara that we just learned. A person is always supposed to be able to have food for poor people, and that's why a person should have food left over on his table for poor people to come and be able to have from that food if they need to eat. What is the nafkamina between the two pshat, between all the pshatim? There are a number of nafkaminas. I actually saw in the Mefarshim two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is how much food or what type of food should be left over. If the reason for leaving over food is that we should have food for the poor people, so it has to be food that is indeed edible, something that they can enjoy. But if it's not food that they can actually enjoy, there is no point in leaving over that food. If the reason is because oichel v'hoiser, or for what the bracha to be to come on, then it could be even the smallest amount of food. Furthermore, is it only from bread? If it's for poor people, so it's only food that they will enjoy. But if it's because there's a specific issue to always have leftovers, then there should be leftovers from everything. In fact, I saw that many Paiskim suggest that from the Kiddush cup, that one makes Kiddush on wine Friday night or Shabbos by day, should not drink up the entire cup. He should leave over a little at the bottom of the cup, as based on our Gemara. Ask the Gemara, is this true? V'amar Belazar, kol mashayim petitim al shulchanai, whoever leaves over bread on his table, kilo oivet avodah zarah, it's as if he's worshipping as a avodah zarah. Shnema orchem legat shulchim, v'amalim lefnei mimsach, so you see that that's what they did. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Hadik ishlem badei, if you leave over small pieces and a whole loaf, that's like avodah zarah. Hadalek ishlem badei, that if you don't leave over small pieces, that's fine. So I saw the Mefarsh, the Paiskin Paskin. Mr. Brewer quotes a Magen Avraham that if at the end of a meal someone has a whole loaf of bread, he should not bring small pieces to the table. On the other hand, if somebody has small pieces of bread on the table, he certainly, as our Gemara says, should not bring a whole loaf to the table. If at the end of the meal, however, he did not have neither small pieces nor a loaf of bread left on the table, then the halacha is he could bring whatever he wants, but he should have something on the table, as we learned till after Birkas Hamazon. If somebody isn't consistent, or as the Pnei Menachem says, he isn't careful to piv v'libay shavim, kilo oivet avodah zarah. If anyone looks at the erva, a number of pshatim here too. Possible pshat in the Gemara is that somebody looks at a woman when she's not dressed. Some of Farshim explain it's not only a woman when she's not dressed, the same halacha applies to a man. Another say that it's not just at a person when they're not dressed, but even when they are dressed, if somebody has immoral thoughts, the halach is kashtin na'aris. His bow is empty. Shnema aryatar kashtecha. Again, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that by acting this way, he becomes impotent. Other Mefarshim say that he loses his parnosa. V'amar Belozo, loylam hava kabel v'kayam. A person should always be humble, and because he's humble, he'll live. Arab Zera, Afananamitinina, and actually we've learnt this in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says regarding a Kohen who comes to examine Tzaras. So the Gemara on a home says, Bayis Ofel, let's say the house is dark, ain't person like Chaloinus Liris Negai. We don't open up the window to see if there's a Nega. Shmamina, from here we see that a person should try to, if a person acts humbly, he acts dark, he will save himself from this problem. So again, as I said, most Mepharshim explain that it means that a person should act humbly. Other Mepharshim explain that a person should not try to publicize the good things that he does. On the contrary, that he should try to act in a very quiet way. I saw a very interesting pshat. Here with learning the halacha of how a person is supposed to act, specifically from the halacha of Nigei Batim, to teach us that a kohen who comes to look at somebody's chesroinus, he's coming to examine if there's negoim, could avoid declaring that somebody, that the house is a bayis hamenuga. How could he avoid it? By bayis offal. By always acting in a quiet, humble way, we could save ourselves from a lot of, we could save ourselves from a lot of problems. Continues the Gemara. V'amar b'loza. Amar Tavi Amar B'Yoshia. My Diksiv. The Pasuk says, Shoil v'oitzerachem eretz l'savamayim. So the Pasuk speaks about Shoal, which is the grave, and the Pasuk speaks about Rechem, which is the womb. And therefore the obvious question, V'chi ma'in yishol etzorechem, what is the connection between the grave and the womb? Eloi Melach, to teach us, ma'rechem, just like the womb, machnas amaytzi, first somebody has relations with his wife, and then afterwards a child is born, afshol machnas amaytzi. So too, the grave, even though the person is ultimately buried in the grave, we will come out of our graves by tchias hamesim. So we can make the following kavachomer. Umar rechem shemachnisim b'bechashai. If a couple has relations, it's done obviously discreetly. Mitzvah mena b'koyle koylus. When the child is born, there's a lot of noise. The child born crying. Everybody is happy. There's a mazel tov. Certainly, says the Gemara, Shol shemachnisim b'bekoilus, when somebody's buried, there's a lot of crying, and it then shemetzinim and b'bekoilus, certainly when somebody will come out from the grave, it will be with a lot of fanfare. Mikan tshuva l'aymer ein tchis meis min atayr. Tana be'el yol, tzedikim sh'osa kosh baruch l'af yoysim, the tzedikim that will have tchis ameisim, ein achoizim l'afram, will not go back to the dust. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, v'hoya anish b'tzioin, v'anois b'shlaim, they will all be left l'chaim. Ma kodesh loylem kayim, just like kedusha, Kodesh Baruch Hu remains forever. Afhein, so too will the people, the tzaddikim that come to tchias ameisim, loylem kayomim, remain forever. Ask the Gemara, vim toimer, oisin shonim, shosa Kodesh Baruch Hu l'chadish b'nas alomai. Because as the Mepharshim explained, the world will last for 6,000 years. And after the 6,000 years, the world will lay empty for 1,000 years. And the question is, what will be during those 1,000 years? And the Mepharshim explain, it's very similar to the way it is in this world. The first we have 6 years, and then we have the 7th year, which is Shemitah. Shenemar, so as the Pasuk says, V'nizkav Hashem levad b'yomahu, that day, which is by Kodesh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years, is one day. What will be with that one day? Tzadikim ayin oisim. What will the tzadikim do during that time? Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oislam knafayim k'nisharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make for them wings like eagles. V'shotnal p'nei mayim, and they will fly over the water. Shnema alkein loinira b'hama oritz b'mait harim b'leiv yam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make them wings like malachim. V'shematayim yeshlam tsar. Some you may suggest that they'll have pain, they'll suffer from having to constantly fly. Tamalaymer, the Kaiva Hashem Yachlifu Kayach, Yalu Eva Kinesharim, Yrotsu Vlaygo, Yelch Vlayofu, they'll fly and they'll never get tired. And Farshim explained, Kaiva Hashem, because somebody hopes for Tchias HaMeisim, and somebody believes in Tchias HaMeisim, that hope is what gives us the energy. Ask the Gemara, V'neilav M'cheskim from Yecheskel, why don't we learn, the pasuk teaches us in Yecheskel that he brought back people, he was Mechai Mason people, but those people that he was Mechai Mason ultimately died. Shouldn't that be a proof that people, even though they'll have Tchias HaMeisim, will die? Says the Gemara, Savak la Kamandam Emes Mashal Hayu. He is of the opinion that the entire story of Yecheskel, where he speaks about Tchias HaMeisim, was actually just a mashal. Ask the Gemara, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braiser, Reb Elezer Omer, Mason Shechichi Yecheskel, the Mason that Yecheskel made Tchias HaMeisim for, under a glaim of Omer Shira V'Mesu. They got up and they said Shira. In fact, from here the Pesach can extrapolate that when one says Shira, he has to say it standing. Because it says here, Amdu al Raglehem. Ma Shira Amru. What was the song that they sang? They sang, Hashem Memes Betzedek Umechaya Berachmim. Shuaima Shira Zu Amru. Hashem Memes Umechaya Moirit Shaw V'Yal. Rabbi Yehuda Emes Mashal Haya. In truth, it was a mashal. Amr Lamachemis, ask Rabbi Nechemia to Yehuda, I don't understand what you're saying. Emes Lama Mashal, if you're saying it actually happened, why are you calling it a mashal? The mashal, and if you're saying it's a mashal, then why do you call it Emes? El Emes Mashal Haya. It truly was a mashal. Like throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara uses the word Emes, it means it's the truth, or means Allah Lamashim Sinai something not to be disputed. Rav Elazar ben Noach Shabbos Aglilayma, Meisim Shehech Yecheskel, the Meisim that Yecheskel brought to Chiyas HaMeisim, all the way to Yisrael, went to Yisrael, V'nosu Noshim, they got married, V'lidu Banim V'bonos, and they had children, Amar B'Yehuda B'Mseh HaRagel of Amar, Ani B'mnei B'neim, I am actually a descendant of them, V'lolu Tefillim Sh'niach Li Avi Abba Mehem, and these are the Tefillim that I have as a Yerusha from my forebears. From here, actually, the Mefarsha want to bring the Raya, that there's a question if mitzvahs will still be in existence after Tchias HaMeisim, and from here, actually, we may have a Raya that mitzvahs will still be, because here we see that these Meisim who had Tchias HaMeisim still had to put on tefillin. However, other Mefarshim say that it's not necessarily a Raya, because as our Gemara says, that this is not a full-fledged Tchias HaMeisim. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that tefillin are so important that even if we'll say that all the other mitzvahs will no longer be in existence, the mitzvah of tefillin certainly will have to be in existence. Another pshat that I saw is, what pshat mit tefillin sheneich li abba abba? Tefillin, what is the parasha of tefillin? The parasha of tefillin has in it Shema Yisrael, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. The parasha of tefillin speaks about Amunah Hashem, teaches us the Gemara that if we want to have our children follow in our way, follow in the Derech Hashem and the Derech HaTorah, we have to leave for them our tefillin. We have to ingrain in them and teach them Amunah and Hashem, and then they will continue in the way they're supposed to. Ask the Gemara, Oman Ninu Meisim Shechai Yecheskel, who were the people that Yecheskel did Tchias HaMeisim for? Amar Rav, Eil Bnei Ephraim, Shemona L'Ketz V'Tov. They were actually the people who, from Ephraim, that made an incorrect calculation when we were supposed to leave Mitzrayim. And they left Mitzrayim earlier, and that's why they were the people that had Tchias HaMeisim. And in fact, I saw from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, now we can understand why they said Shira, because they left Mitzrayim earlier and they were killed, so they never had the opportunity to say Shira by Tchias Yamsov as the rest of Klal Yisrael, so that's why they said Shira now. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ubnei Ephraim, Shuselo Chuverit Benoi, Vesachs Benoi, Veelda Benoi, Vesachas Benoi, Vezavad Benoi, Vesusel Benoi, Veeze, Veelva, Harogam, Anshiges, Hanoladim Be'aretz. Ksiv, and the pasuk says, Vyis Abel Ephraim Aviem Yom Rabim, Vyov Achel Nachmai. Vishmul Amr, El Bnei Adam, Shekafru B'Tchias HaMeisim. These are people that did not believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Shenemar, Vyomer Elai Ben Adam, Hatzomas Ha'elo, these bones, Kabes Yisrael Hema, Hina Oimim Yoshvat Metzenu, V'Avdik Tzukasenu, that we're all dried out, we have no hope, Nigzar Nulai, we are doomed. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba Amar, Eilu Bnei Adam, Sheim Ben Lechlucha Shem Mitzvah. They don't even have a moisture of a mitzvah. First, say, what's pshat? They don't even have a moisture of a mitzvah. Not only don't they do mitzvahs, but they don't even have a machshava. They don't even think about doing mitzvah. And those are the people that had Tchias HaMeisim. Shnema Atzomis Ayveish Hashem Advar Hashem. So Mepharshim asked the obvious question. If these, according to the opinion that we just learned from Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba, that and we're going to see now Rabbi Yitzhak Nachman's opinion, let's learn it. El bnei Adam shechifal efahechel kula shkotz remoshim. They covered the walls of the Beis Hamikdash with pictures of shkotz remoshim. Shenema va'aviv revi hine kol tamnis remes behemis shekets v'kulei beis yisom chuka kir soviv v'ksiv hosam v'yivreini aleihem soviv. So if there's such people who did such terrible mitzvahs, so the question is, why are they the people that they should have Tchias HaMeisim? So some say that's exactly the lesson that we're trying to teach, that the Gemara is teaching us, that everybody, every Jew will have Tchias HaMeisim. It could well be that they'll have to have, as I spoke at the beginning of the parak, first have to go to Gehenim, but everybody will ultimately have Tchias HaMeisim. Another pshat that I saw is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered a Kayin. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered a Kayin, how can he make Tchias HaMeisim? It requires him to come in contact with dead people. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father to us. And people who are children, a Kayin is allowed to become Tamei to. And that is the lesson of our Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Tchias HaMeisim for us, even for those that didn't act properly because they're considered his children. Another pshat is, as we're going to learn in the Gemara wants to show that these people came to Nebuchadnezzar and showed him that there was Tchias HaMeisim. So the Gemara purposely shows that it wasn't the tzaddikim that had Tchias HaMeisim. It's to show that even the Rishoyim will have Tchias HaMeisim. And in fact, it's the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Amar, Elam Meisim Shebebikas Dura. These are the Meisim who died in Bikas Dura, which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Minar Eshel, at Rabbis Bikas Dura, what was the story? Shabishar Sheheglim Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Yisrael, but Nebuchadnezzar sent Klai Yisrael into Golos, Hoi Ben Bechurim Shoi Magnus Achame B'Yofiam. There were boys that made the sun not look not beautiful compared to how they looked. V'yikadis Roynoi Sovishoi Fezovis. And when the women from Babel would see these beautiful men, they would all become zavos. So they told it to the husband, and the husbands repeated this to the king. So the king required that they should be killed. But they still were becoming zavos just from looking at their corpses. They should be trampled. So to challenge Nebuchadnezzar, even these people had Tchias HaMeisim. Tanabonin. Nebuchadnezzar had made a avodah zarah, and he required everybody to bow down to it. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused to bow down, and as the Medrash says very interestingly, they were prepared to give up the life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even if you give, I won't save you. And they said, it doesn't bother us, we're going into the fire rather than bow down to this image. At that time, he said, Leich v'hachim meisim v'bikastura. You could be mechayim meisim v'bikastura. And as the Mepharshim explained, Pshat in our Gemara, what we see from here is that if somebody does a good thing, he brings kedusha to the entire world, and the Kedusha that he brings to the entire world infects the entire world, and that is the moment that Tchias HaMeisim can happen for everybody. Even, as we learned in the previous Gemara, for people who didn't necessarily act properly in this world. So, B'shar Shavipal Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Hashanah Mishav Azariah L'soich Kif Shana Eish Omai Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Yechezke Leich V'Hachi Meisim B'Kastura Kivin Shech Ya'Eisen. As soon as V'Mechai Meisim them, Bo Atzomis V'Tachloi L'Ois Rosh Al-Bonav, they came and they slapped Nebuchadnezzar on the face. Omai Mativin Sha'Eilen. So Nebuchadnezzar asked, who are these people? Omai Chaverin Sha'Eile Mechai Meisim B'Kastura. Said the colleague of Hanani Mishav Azariah was Mechai Meisim Pasach V'Omar. So he began and said, Asor kamaravin, the tamoy kamatkifin. How great are his wonders and nisim. Machusei malchus alma, the shultanim davidar. He is so great. Alma Rabbi Yitzchak. Yotzuk zov reseich latoch pifshal reis rasha. We should pour hot melted gold into his mouth. Why? Shemole leba malach v'sot al pif. It's not that the malach struck him. So Pash Pshad is that Nebuchadnezzar would have said greater shiras and shishbachos even than David HaMelech. But I saw that the Mepharshim explained differently. The Kotzker would explain that just like if you'll take the most beautiful, delicious food and you'll serve it on a dirty plate, it becomes unappealing. So too, Nebuchadnezzar was trying to say shiras v'shishbachis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but his mouth was a mouth that said nivel peh. It was a mouth that did so many averis, was not a mouth that could be used to say shir shvacha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana Rabbanan. Shish nisim nasa v'asiyam. Six nisim happened when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace. V'elein. Tzofa kishet. The furnace came up up to ground level, so everybody should see the great nace that Kadosh Baruch Hu made. V'nifet ha'koshen, and similarly, the wall of the furnace was open that everybody could see them. That Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were walking around in this fiery furnace, unaffected. V'humak tzadei, the foundation of this furnace caved in. V'nepach tzel ma'pamav, the Nebuchadnezzar's image, the idol just fell over. V'nisfer Abba Malchus, the guards who took Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace died from the heat. And Yecheskel at the same time did the Tchias HaMeisim. V'kul gemar, we all have this from a Messiah. V'Abba Malchus Kara, except for the story about the guards that got burned, the Ksiv, V'Nevuchadnezzar Malchus Shlach L'Michel Shlach Shtabnayu, Signayu Pechasta Adgruzayu, Gdvrayu, Dvrayu, Tavtayu, V'Kol Shotam in Nasoy. He called all these officials to attend the ceremony when he unveiled his Avodah Zarah, V'Ksiv, and it says, Aisa Griven Yehudoi, that these Jewish men, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, refused to bow down. V'Ksiv, Miskan Shechtab, Sinai, V'as, V'hadri, Malka, Chazal, G'vrayin, Ilach. They saw all of these people. All these people saw that the fire did not affect them. Tana Be'er, V'Lez, Ben Yaakov, Afil, V'Shah, Sakana, even when a person is in danger, Lishana Adam as Atman Rabbanus Shaloi, a person should always remain dignified. Shnema ba'adn gvrai elak kfisu b'shablein b'shein kavilosam. These people remained in their cloaks and their pants and their robes. And the Farshim explained that the Gemara is teaching us is that a Talmud Chacham, under all circumstances, has to remain consistent in even in times of difficult times. He should remain strong in his amuna. He should continue learning. And the Talmid Chacham is one who's not concerned about what will be in the future. He relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances.